hopefully a water policy, a deep water policy.
Yeah.
Sure needs it. And he's looking for one more. He's got one more guy.
Where did you say you found Anderson's? Anderson's working over here for Sinclair. Very remarkable. You have a guy like that with that ability. And he could have been preparing his stuff all the time. That's better than, he's about twice as good as he, isn't on substance. He's twice as good as he, ignorant on preparing remarks. Just has the, part of it may be because of his having worked with Sinclair, having covered the event, he's working from the press side, knowing what, it could be. On the other hand, he's got a sense of, contemporary of the date. Sure, quick wit. We said earlier, actually, Berlin came up with way back.
And young guy, and John Lee was bright, talented, and Ziegler was looking for a young, just as a, really as an age, it's all it was, and Ron's out there.
That's like my number one project, they were crazy things. Really is what a person, you know. Hell, they had a tough thing to do, nobody else has ever done. We got, you know, a pretty good chunk of business credits.
Did we?
I'd be editorial too.
Yeah, nice.
Carl, I just got that sweet day of getting back to work. Jesus Christ, I'm sure they've ever gotten into it.
Here, and you just put it directly to him, and it was.
Told him that he had to get a report.
his thing was in the ring around it. And so he knew he had to do it. You want to get into consumer bill signing picture?
No, but that I hope that been developed particularly by Henry Pam up in the Art Times. It was at Left Wing Son of a Bitch from way back. I used to know him on the horrible bastard. And then they pick up, CBS also picked up the line is that they that we found new, that for the fourth or fifth different time, we find new reasons for being in there. For fourth or fifth different time, the administration is over optimistic or so forth and so on. It is claiming successes. I have simply, on the claiming of successes, simply say that this, the purpose of it, this is an operation, you know. You ought to get it in a reasoned way, or you don't, you either claim, so that they can't quote you as claiming successes, or as predicting victory, or as expressing concern about defeat or so forth. You simply say this is a battle. They've had some, it's gone.
We're reporting the progress.
We're reporting the situation. But just the idea that it's just going along, it's up and down. South Vietnamese are fighting well. North Vietnamese are resisting this expansion to very, very hard. The day-to-day, trying to play down the day-to-day thing. The day-to-day operation.
Day-to-day with anything in my region,
not out of yours. They read it up. Worked it out of others. I know that, I'm not recruiting for referring to what Laird says. The day-to-day operation should never be, but the idea that, well, for example, John Chancellor Henry had something in the effect that the plan called for the South Vietnamese to go into Laos for 50 miles. Now that is a goddamn lie. Nobody ever told John Chancellor or anybody else. In fact, no plan ever said that Chipone is 32 miles. That's as far as all that is defended. Has anybody ever used the word 50 miles of anybody?
What he's shooting for is Route 23, obviously.
Right. Route 23. Who ever said 50 miles?
But Route 23 would only be another 8 or 10 miles.
No, that's
now that we talked about disrupting supply lines, so he could extrapolate that.
He could cut Route 23 that loops out from Chipone, so we'd only have to go 8 miles.
Just past Chipone and catch us, yeah.
But actually, they're not moving out of a lot of 23. It's too much in the old
main point, he says that. Just say that I get in the worst agreements pretty. It's been incredibly bad.
It's the miles would be right over the panhandle, actually, as it should.
Huh?
50 miles would be right over
the border across the panhandle. Well, it's just here. But the idea that the two things, one is that the rationale has changed. Well, they said the same on Canada, on Cambodia, of course, that the rationale has changed. The second thing.
Is it worth it?
Well, we are claiming successes. The whole point is we don't accept the day-to-day irrational and paternalistic bullshit. Of course, and the idea, you recall, that I said in here when they said the camp said, the only reason I mentioned here because it's picked up in the networks, when I said in here that there was no, that this action would save Americans later next year because these North Vietnamese forces were poised to move into the northern part of South Vietnam, just as the Cambodian exercise cut off those were poised to move into the southern part. You recall that? Why don't you go back and read it again? You see, that's another thing. They said that President Hsu gave a new reason for this, that the North Vietnamese were planning to attack the north part of South four provinces. Of course they've been planning to attack. That's why we're doing the goddamn thing. See my point? I just think it's probably a case of... I don't think it's a case, actually, of any fault of the briefers, to come to think about it. I think the briefers are all doing quite well. But it's a question. The point is that you've got to realize the press is deliberately distorting every goddamn thing they're saying.
And this is the dangerous thing that the roads that they play with the caches in Cambodia. I remember when I was reading on Cambodian caches, they used to say, oh, that's only 30% of the total. I remember as late as my July 1st briefing, they said they had reports that they're only 30% of the total.
Yes.
One of the things that I mentioned yesterday that exists.
reacting to those reports are frustrated, cynical, and against this war that they've been reporting for 6 years or so. And they feel it emotionally. They feel they've been lied to, you know, back here.
Yeah, that's the name of the AP reporters. You got it. I want to know who is the AP reporter, the name of the AP reporter covering the Laotian operation. I particularly want to see if it's the same AP reporter or if he is in that area or two or three who covered Cambodia. Concerned about all this, except for the temporary reactions, except that I'm just suggesting that you, Heiken and Blair and all the rest, got you put your brief break. Don't give me the sheet that I just give them God that, just give them a low little dress. Don't blame anything. Don't say anything as it's going along.
But that's, of course, I think that's suffering the terrible case of ambivalence on the one hand.
Yeah.
That American to want to win at least the battle.
Sure.
They have a vested interest in this league, so that's torn.
There's never been a period.
Crawford, his thesis, of course, is taking you on the problem. Crosby and Rice is taking you on the problem. Have those both been circulated?
And Dennis Warner's.
That's true.
All three of them.
I hope we'll be getting to it. I hope not one.
No, we're still toying with how we circulate them internally, and we've
moved
them out. No, we're going to mail the three of them out to all editors, publishers, you know, everybody affecting reporters. I'm still trying to figure.
Do it fast.
We may have to just do it out of the national committee, but that isn't the best way to do it.
Can you get some newspaper publisher to do it, or somebody that you respect?
Well, that's what I was saying is, you know, get some.
Who you're starting?
Phil Nolan type or something.
Well, you're right about the frustrated people. I know that, and it's the frustrated people in the establishment.
I don't say that the boss is winning, Mr. President. I'm
yeah.
saying that they,
I know
that they are frustrated because they have been proven wrong. So they're just kind of they're cynical about it. I don't think the situation like this is existing for in terms of war reporting. I think that someday someone's going to look back on this period,
very bad period,
the last 2 years. And this is what Crawford, some of these thoughtful guys are beginning to
For example, Harrigan yesterday at Yale, I don't know if
very good,
was saying he's in favor of a measure of withdrawal of them and Nate Moody. And
walked out.
And they just...
Then he didn't answer half the questions because he was sitting chuckling to himself.
That shows, and also the Democratic Policy Committee stuff. Well, how is that?
Scott took it on yesterday.
Why don't you say?
I'm not going to say anything. No, I can just say it. The president is not going to comment. Partisan
political statements. Put it that way. Partisan, politically motivated. That'll read those back and try to get us. Our friends did not vote for it. They just take partisan statements. Statements of the war. Do you consider it partisan?
Yes,
I guess. They say yes, we consider it partisan. There's a president that came out of the Democratic Policy Committee. Obviously, all you have to know is violence of the day. What is your point about some fault? Yeah, well, that's what I want you to tell us. But it's not one way his office, but he's used to work for one kid, and he's now.
Oh, Warren.
Yeah, and he's one of the key advisors of Muskie. One thing he said to me, I said, well, I'm glad you got one of my thumbnails with me for you now. He said, he's a very nice boy. He suggested that he wasn't a very high level of guy. But that isn't the point that I want to mention to you. He said that Muskie was very anxious to meet me.
I'll do it.
And I said, I'm happy to visit. He said he wanted to have me I think it's any of you, but I have no interest. In fact, I won't do it unless you want me to. And that's just what I mentioned. I mean, nothing to do with any.
Be counterproductive.
No, I don't.
It'd be counter.
It's
seriously counterproductive.
Oh, it's very disturbing. That's not the only reason I will do it. I'm just doing the name.
No, I don't think that's why.
No, I don't think that's why.
He's in our moment. He's in our
moment. Yes. Absolutely.
You get down to next year after they've got a candidate, then we should set up formal briefings for us to go through all that.
I really have nothing to do with any of them except those that I knew as you and so I'm just but I thought it was interesting that you
that's right. No, you have nothing to do with it. Just about can't bring
him out. Well, I'll turn it up. I have nothing to turn up. I told him I'm very busy and he should call me sometime. And so he might serve and then he can not withdraw the
name. Yes.
Well, I think he came out of
yeah, tried to make himself sound very tough. I mean, he was trying to get way over.
Draw by December of this year.
Yeah.
What must be said.
Yeah.
The Democrats are going to draw by the end of the Congress, for Christ's sakes. What the hell does that prove? They know damn well they're going to get off of that.
On this ballot operation, Mr. President, I know we've got to trust statements, but I've studied enough military history to know that when a commander makes a plan, and then it doesn't work exactly as he's planned, he gets obsessed with it. And I'd feel easier if they'd got a look at the damn thing fairly soon, because I know Laird is violently opposed to it, and maybe everything is going great, and I'm not worried about that battalion because that hasn't happened. They are just jumping. I don't see any. Now they're thinking of jumping into Japan with an aircraft. The Northwestern have put a resident in there. I don't see the obsession with Japan personally. I don't see why they don't cut the roads where it's safer first. I know it's dangerous to second guess military operations, but I also know that a lot of battles have been lost by generals who got overtired and got obsessed with their original plan. And having been hit is no problem. That's got to be done. That's got to be expected.
The main thing is whether they fight well.
That's
right. Basically, the Soviet doing that.
I had a colonel who was out there briefing me from the Tracy S, and I said, now you tell me, Colonel, what do you think? Bring these units out the roads. There were more trucks on Route 914 yesterday. They told us for 2 weeks that 914 was cut. I've been putting the word out, and I get the sense of indication. It looks like a broken plane very often. On a football field, it isn't that they're not doing what they're saying they're doing. In the Cambodian operation, whether they get their brains beaten out or not, I have the impression that they're dominating the situation. This operation, and I do not say this to anybody else, but I owe it to you to say it. In military history, you see these generals in World War I. They get an objective in their mind, and then they keep pounding away at it to prove their original plan. And it seems to me, I don't think you can order him not to go to Japan. That would be a dangerous thing to do out of here. But if we could get a feel for somebody, have it from somebody who's got some experience,
what Haig do?
Haig could go up to first corps. He could talk to combat officers up there. He could give you a fair assessment of what the hell is really going on and whether some of these people are overtired or losing their grip. You are the one that will have to pay the price if these guys serve. And I know the theater commander is supreme is all very well. And maybe it's like in Chapman. I don't exclude it. But if you look at a map, when they airdrop in there, and then they're flying further. And again, I wouldn't Next day, these battalions are nowhere to be found. Then they show another rubber cap. Then they show me. Then I look at the sensor information. I see the rubber is still being used. And there again, the impression I'm getting is when you see a well-drilled football team, even if they lose, they look good. And in this one, while we haven't lost anything, in fact, that fire base is trivial. That would happen if the thing were going superlatively well. That's not the part of it that concerns me at all. And of that, we're going to lose more. But I don't see the strategic concept. And I think now fulfillment of the plan has almost become an end in itself. And they are about 50 days behind schedule of the original plan, but that isn't so important if they were cutting their own salvage in any reliable way. As more than whom I asked yesterday on a personal basis what he thought, also thinks that, well, of course, McMillan had screwed things up on his own, and he didn't impress me during the Cambodian operation with his daring. And you know I was always for the daring move during Cambodia, and I generally am.
I was concerned about you going
here. Observe, for example, that no convoys have yet moved on Route 9, even to the point which we control. They should airdrop another two brigades 10 miles further up the road. They'll be completely dependent on air support. North Vietnamese have just moved their regiment into Chitong. The units that are now fighting us, when they knocked off the fireplace, could move over on this mountain ridge towards Chitong. There we don't have American artillery to cover it if there's no fire plan. And at least it seems to me that I'm in particular is getting those two brigades knocked off. Or ever worse,
what's Hagler?
Well,
what's the news of Governor?
Well, if Hagler comes to the conclusion that they ought to shift their gravity further south.
Why can't we ask them from here? What's Hagler learned in the spot that he can't learn just well here?
But also, I think we ought to get some sense how well these South Vietnamese are actually fighting.
But then, what do we do if they aren't fighting?
And that's what we have to consider. Now, pulling them out, I think, would be just something that ought to be considered and very only in the absolute extremity. We are very far from that. But there are a lot of things that I don't understand. He's got 10 maneuver battalions sitting there, and he's doing a goddamn thing with them.
You mean in North Vietnam?
In South Vietnam, as reserves, he's got a whole division. He's just not moving with the authorities that he did in Cambodia, and that the other guy is moving, the tree was moving, in the truck plantation. The truck plantation always moves ahead of the other side. They may get their brains beaten out there too, but there's no evidence of it. And I'm not even saying that. I can't tell how it's going in Laos. They're picking up big caches. They've got about 800,000 pounds of rice by now and 150,000 gallons of gasoline. And it is a success. I'm not fully at ease about it. They fall behind every objective they set themselves. And really, Johnny, I'm speaking with absolute confidence of the present.
How are the airstrikes going? Our airstrikes are going well.
Oh, yeah, we must be. Like,
do we have any? Do we get how's our B-26s? Have any word on that? I really need to know. Get me just a date. That's all I want.
When the president came out, I called every single summit head that
I needed
one reason or another
date. Where are they? When are they getting out there? Let's get something out there. They're going to need it. They need some post-air support.
Who say odd and flicking enormous losses on the North Vietnamese. About that, there can be no question. No. And in that area, for example, where they attacked the fire base,
yeah,
there just hasn't been a North Vietnamese attack the rest of the week.
Yeah. So it isn't that they can just secure them from one thing. Every time they launch one of these attacks, they have to rest for a week or two. And if they wait for another, sure, they get ready for another one. And Moira tells me they've learned a lot from the last one in bringing their head in faster. The South Vietnamese, since we don't have air controllers on the ground, we're not as well coordinated with the air support as we were when they were Americans. So they've something claimed themselves as strong. We'll come back with a report that everything's going pretty well.
Yeah. No,
we'll
how about having how about doing this Wednesday? We're going to have a meeting on Friday. Get the briefing, and then after that, send Hayden. Is that about right? I think we can do it early next week, and that doesn't appear to precipitate. You know, it's just going to be a normal reaction. I think the meeting will give us a good day. I'm all right. I'm whole there, because I'm over here today, later tomorrow.
No, Friday's I'm going to get it out of town. I'm getting a Mars out of town.
I want him present when I get a report.
What if it gets to the book? Oh, but Hayden comes back.
That's why I said today, if I had Laird over, I want to look. Laird's having his press conference today. Let's leave him alone.
Okay.
I think it's going to happen in 2 days.
Oh, no. If that isn't the, that isn't
why I think we can still send Haig. I just wanted to be sure and what the rationale is that I invite him to the ILS.
I think you could put it on the ground that you want to use him to support the entrance position.
Yeah, we need somebody who's been there that can come back from on the spot and speak with confidence.
But for example, everything that I've told the congressional leaders, for example, I comes from Andrews or from the Joint Chiefs. I know this morning I found that Route 9 routine has not been cut, even though they told me for 10 days it has been cut.
It's not been cut at all, or maybe it's cut unless their roads are around.
No.
Now then.
No.
What happened?
Mr. President, I don't have the answer information.
I know there, but the cars are going up. But was it cut for a while? Did somebody in some units reach it or something? Or
that's what they told us, but you couldn't prove this from the sensor information. What may be the case is that the sensors show it only up to the train and don't show.
So why don't you find out if you sent one cable back and say 914 shows this? Is it cut?
Perhaps.
Why did you do that?
At 9 o'clock this morning.
We should get that. I have to agree. We've all said, I said 9:14 was cut earlier this week.
Yeah. So now, isn't a big deal that they told us what they're doing? We are in no position to know when they should cut what road.
That's right.
Is this military proximity that they get their mind focused on an objective? And that becomes... that becomes a magnet that draws them in. And the Germans did it at Verdun, they did it at Stalingrad, the British did it at the Battle of the Somme. And his best, he's always been our best combat commander.
He never gets seems to get any of these things well. And also, he knows that this is a different kind of a war. That was one where we were fighting to win, so therefore he would go after her gun and saw in this case might be nothing. We can do it, we'll have it Friday. I just want a straight out report there to see what the situation is.
I'll make sure.
15 minutes in the meeting is just an update. I don't think we'll bother with Dave. I mean with the bother with that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll give you 10 minutes. Just a very, very brief. And that'll give us an opportunity to plenty of time to do it.
Numbers of weapons, for example, we're close to 2,000.
Yeah, but you can't believe when they say they've got 914, how can you believe when they say they've got the weapons? See my point? I don't know. I don't know whether to believe them or not. That's what you're getting down here, is whether or not we believe the South Vietnamese, maybe the South Vietnamese did report what they were doing. Deceptively. See, that's the problem.
Except we're supplying them, so we ought to have some rough idea where the hell we're dropping the supplies. they have to the tablet for an extension of 9:14, and they will make them lower to get ready to turn the bridge home. I would like you with all the conflicting reports, but some of it is adhering to a balanced situation.
That's exactly right.
But I've watched it now for a week. The Senate said they must know what they're doing.
And I know. I wouldn't follow temptation for more small ones, for sure. But I must say that Pedestal
has a great track record.
And also his two field commanders are very, very good, too.
Davis is very good. And there's no question about the recall. That thing is moving. That Cambodian country is dead. Well, it was only one day, but they made a big advance again yesterday, and they're doing it. They're giving the North Vietnamese a new problem every time. Now, Leah was saying correctly they were massing to hit them, so he just jumped over them. Haig, for example, tells me, I don't know the tactics, but he said if he were a regimental commander there, he got the airline behind them. That isn't happening. Is it because there's so much anti-aircraft fire? Is it because these guys have been coming?
Where? In Chipon?
In the Chipon area.
You there with being behind them then there?
But not in Chipon, in that northern flank.
He would do it in Laos rather than Cambodia.
He'd do it in Laos. In Cambodia, they are there.
That's what I meant. He's already doing it there.
In that but there you are. He didn't. And he says, these are the tactics. You keep, if you don't move with the North Vietnamese, he says, you're in trouble because their masters at this head battle.
I thought we were.
Well, if you said that,
but that's what we wanted to fight in this battle. So we have the advantage.
Well, we want them to concentrate. But we'll have, it may unfold in a way that Abrams was husbanding all of this for a knockout clause. This could also be the case.
Plan the
and you'll get the briefing that'll
take on my only brother that have quietly. Did you see more or something?
You see me. I brought these maps into a staff meeting, and these are JCS maps, and I don't make them up. And they show these green dots on the road.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, they're not anywhere near that. And there's no lighting now pushed off. Well, it's a General Flick who is on, a Marine General who is on both staff, and he's a good man. They don't lie. The breakdown is here, they tell us what they know.
More is gone, as you
more unfortunate than Puerto Rico.
Okay, this man here, he knows most of the time. Look, come over. I may want to take a look at it myself, just alone. I think I can go with Bobo, got it all, as isn't he the Secretary of the Joint Chiefs, basically?
He's the executive. Yeah.
Well, because he won't lie. No, he get bullshit about optimism, but he won't lie about where they are.
Oh, no,
that's all I want. I don't care about it.
I want to go to the thing you're asking is only where they are, but really where he gets to that.
I know. Is the president that he wants to go on over to Chipon Landing.
Well, he was reviewing the plan that would have made him land at Chipon. Yes, he's pulled some units off the roads to land and to go over land to put artillery in place so that they can land at Chipon. Now, I'm not taking that. We have a responsibility to say that he shouldn't do that.
Right, we don't know.
So, from an amateur's point of view, my intention would be to keep sending towards Chipon and head them with the units into Chipon. Cut the roads to the south, and you only road they can cut. It also goes through Chipon. I will try to cut it a little further south. This is going to be a hell of a problem if that was really out of time.
They land in Chipon, yeah.
I've always been for the daring move in this world.
Yeah. So.
you understand what a B-26 is like to see the vehicle.
Exactly. That's the
same speed.
80% of the drug kills come from the from flames that were never intended for. So we know that
that's the only thing I'm
saying. That's your instinct.
Because some will say no Orients. No Orients, they're not going to use that to find this in there. They think it's adequate. What's the... That's all we need to know.
Bounces up and down, he sort of bounced back.
Feels better than it was yesterday.
Maybe you've got a night's sleep, maybe.
Yeah.
Part of it, I don't know.
Well, he's obviously tired, but that, we all get tired. We have no right, nobody has a right to come in this office and ever be tired. You know what I mean?
Right.
Goddamn, that's the whole part. I know people that don't have any sleep to come waddling in here. I spoke to Conley last night, told him about that. I want to arrange it. That's why I give him the whatever I'm going to say my plan to answer. I want him to go up climbing with Saturday. What do you do then? We go, you just have that use Laurel, is that right?
Sure.
They use Laurel for planning. And use of course we have more for
general thing, but I'll explain it to him. Let me just start and tell him how it works. What the other say that how it works up there is that President uses that as a way to get away, as and what he wants to do is make it available for you for the same kind of purpose. And if there is a setup there, there's a separate lodge for the guests, and your meals are served over there. And they'll take good care of you. They show you movies in the evening. And there's the bowling alley and the various things and
skeet shooting,
anything you want to do. And the camp staff will take care of you.
They can use both cottages. Both the cottages are not on the machine. They're both extremely nice. They're both extremely nice. Beautiful.
I was just saying, you know, it's not say you know, whether you'll be there or not.
Yeah.
But if you are there, then you need to be concerned about it because you just kind of lead your own life there and you can lead his.
Yeah, there's plenty of room and nobody else.
You may ask them to drop by for a drink or something like that.
No, for dinner.
Yeah, drop by for dinner.
Or a movie or something. And we just play it so that everybody has a feeling that he's coming.
Yeah.
I figured that.
We can do that.
And it's very, it's much better than they had to do in their house guest operations. Either way.
Yeah, it gives them a freedom. They don't have to wait for you for breakfast.
Yes, absolute freedom. And we always tell them, for example, we have a meal that everybody eats whenever they want. We don't eat together for breakfast too much. The only time sometimes we get together to eat.
He might invite you over for a little bit.
For dinner, and that's the only thing you can do. If we were there, they would stay in one and over tomorrow.
Or we can put them over on the other side. Those are, they're perfectly out of the cabins over by Laurel. Did he indicate he wanted to?
I think he did, yes.
That's smart, that's part of the tip. I think you want to get into the habit of having cabin officers up there when you're there.
Doesn't bother me. Yeah.
It's a problem with most of them because most of them you aren't going to want to have over the dinner or something like that. And you're going to worry about the guy being there. And I don't think we should do it as a matter of routine. I think once in a while, having him come up like this is something is a good idea.
Yeah, I really like all that now.
Yeah, lots of
water here.
And we just made it clear that, you know, when you're there, there aren't others there. But the question arises here, you had to go over some things with him. You had him up there because you wanted to work with him on congressional plans for revenue sharing.
We will want to use that place too. Now that we've got these two cabins, we can now use it for...
Blue Laurel up there this summer, they are not leaving. Because Laurel is falling apart. They've got to do something to replace it. So they're going down below it where it could be completely out of sight of your place, but they're building a much more well-planned lodge that'll have can be used for the conference room facility and all that sort of thing. It'll have that, but it's not going to be, you know, fancy, but it'll be very nice.
Large enough for a cabin, just like San Clemente, you know, that's all. That's just a nice cabin.
That's right. It's that kind of thing. So if you do want to have a meeting up there, you can. It'll make it more useful. And I'll be able to serve the food better and all that. And they have a problem now with military aides and all that. I have to use oil too, so it gets a little... Man up there is a hell of a good man.
He's the best.
Dead fine. You see, he's so much better than that last guy.
Yeah, what's his name?
He was a nice guy, but he didn't have any...
Imagination
or steam. This guy is, you know, he's really working at running that place instead of just sitting up there for 2 years. Damn right. He's put in all kinds of, you know, just not big stuff, but just he's got the walks fixed up right. He's got, you know, he's fixing the trees and putting a little planting in here and there. So he just busts his tail to run a damn good camp. The other guy figured he was, you know, thought.
It's a little further away. You know what I mean? In case we're there, then we're there completely out of sight.
Is there any chance of Julie and David coming?
That's good. That's just the other one that's not been broken, and you can say for which you're entirely the one that could be the first guest. They can walk from there to the ski place, and they can walk over there tomorrow, and so forth and so on. And they can serve and breakfast in the kitchen and ask them, so they got to have a roof. Well, the governor's on the way from the area.
Yeah, I've got a problem for you today. Besides those damn blacks, your whole staff crew feels that you've got to not let that go by. And I've raised hell on letting us have the meeting scheduled. I'm not sure. I don't think it was Garmin. I think it was a combination of Finch, Ehrlichman and Romney and Bob Brown and Morgan, because it's a meeting on briefing the black leadership on our principally revenue sharing. They've got Finch covering all what we've done on black colleges, and they've got Schultz giving them a pitch on the black.
They want me to spend another 2 or 3 hours.
No, sir, not at all. It's practically over. They start at 10. What they feel that having those guys in the White House, so you cannot let them just come and go and ignore them. You should stick your head in, give them a little charge, say you're glad they were here, and that's all. You should not sit in anything, not definitely not take any questions or get any discussion. Give them a little bit of your revenue sharing, good deal kind of thing, and get out. And you can do it just, if you will do it, we should get somebody who's in the meeting out and get a reading on where it is and when you can do it. I've not committed you, but
I do not believe that it's a good idea.
I don't either.
I think it's like this idea that which is today was supposed to come
out. Well, I got people kind of upset this morning. I just really helped because
we had these college competitors in, which was probably my fault there. I just know I'm
pushing
that. I don't think that did any good. I don't think it did any particular harm to you.
College editors? No. Didn't do any harm at all, and maybe did a little good just by having done it.
They went all
this,
the back road.
This, if you do it this way, will also do a little good, actually. But what bothers me about this is that what it is scheduling by stabbing in the back rather than by planning. And for them to sit there in a meeting this morning and say the president's got to do this, or it'd be, you know, be an affront, it'll just create another incident. They're right, it will. But the point is not that. The point is, how the hell did we get those people in here to begin with? The meeting, when it was originally set up, was supposed to be in New York, which is where it should have been. It's where the blacks are. Romney was going up to New York to meet with them, which would have been the right thing to do, but somehow it got shifted down to the White House. And I've been tracking that back, not because it matters on this, but because I don't want it to happen again. This kind of thing, just, we're getting, the problem is we've, you know, everybody's driving to get this program going, and everybody, they're running,
pushing me and everything,
and all their things. And,
well, it's like planning to do the same thing on this business group.
That's right.
You know, that really wasn't the right thing to do. I've seen every one of those guys, every one of them in the last month, and I had to make them the same kind of speech, and I
well,
put my head in that face.
Their argument was, you've seen these lobby groups when they've been in, so how can you not see the blacks? My argument was, the question is, should he have seen the lobby groups, not
exactly.
Should he see the blacks? And how much?
What is the best thing to do? Go in there or fight them in here?
No, go in there so that you don't get stuck with them.
Or you got them in here to start asking questions.
I mean, you just say, I'm in a meeting with Henry Kissinger on national security or something, but I did want to.
I don't want to say that.
Okay.
He says he was talking about the war. That's a bad thing.
No, they don't expect to see you, and I don't think you're going to get that. I think.
All right. I don't want to talk to anybody. Just find out from somebody there. Beat me up. Just get
right.
Orally. What you might say is bastards. Right. Who's it sitting in there with them now?
I'll have to find out.
When they start at 10, they won't be through for some time.
I'll be through it. I'm supposed to be through it now. And that's probably the time to do it.
How do you feel about the governor's thing?
Apparently we did pretty well yesterday afternoon with them. Your thing set a good
point. Most of them liked the direct approach rather than.
Rockefeller was just beside himself. He got me in the hall last night in the corner and said, he said, you know, just, you know, he's so enthusiastic already. He was pushing his fist into his hand. He said, just, he couldn't have been more right. So that was, that's later all the rest, you know, where they were trying to shoot up these balloons, and he said, this cut it all. So it couldn't have been better. We hit it just right. We've got thing covered, and he was just, you know, bouncing along. He said, we're cranky now. We've got these guys lined up. He said, we're going to have problems with them because we're going to have the partisan thing where the Democrats are playing their welfare game. Some of our guys are concerned because they want to try and get everything they can get, you know, and that's something I think. I may be wrong because we got to get the subject guys, but I think we want to consider maybe getting our Republican governors or at least a little crew of our loyalists in them in for a real nut-cutting thing, probably not with you, but maybe with
not
you.
With me.
I'm not so sure. That says very cold-bloodedly to them, look, you guys, we're going for this program. This is the one we intend to win. You've got to help us win this one. Don't try and pick up all the marbles. Play with us on getting our game done, or you're going to end up with no marbles at all. Because like Ogilvy is an example, as I understand it, who is playing our, he's all out for us, but he's also all out for federal takeover of welfare. the point somewhere, somebody, and I guess it isn't you, I'm not sure as hell it's you, it's who it is.
Yeah.
It's Connally and Schultz, probably, or Connally, Schultz, and Ehrlichman, all three together, so it's the total power of the domestic policy.
Connally's the best.
Who says, look, fellas, that ain't in the cards, so don't start playing that game. You ain't gonna get it.
Schultz and Ehrlichman, Connally and Ehrlichman.
But just tell them cold-bloodedly what they, you know, it's this or nothing. So now, and put a little fright into them. And then tell them to get out and sell that. Now, the vice president did that a little bit too hard yesterday, I guess. He zapped Milton Schaaf at the meeting. Because Schaaf
wasn't there.
You sure?
He wasn't there.
Well, the Veep hit in yesterday afternoon. Schaaf started peddling this line. And the Veep said, that's counterproductive. What you're doing is, you're going to do this, we're not going to get anything. You can't do it in an open meeting with the Democrats there, and you can't do it to a Democrat because they're playing a logical partisan game, some of them.
Well, the general opinion at the dinner last night seemed to be very cordial.
Very good.
What you think?
Oh, yeah. Very good. And that you did exactly the right thing on the toast, giving him just the BS about the ladies and not getting into substance. It is, though. That's
America's partisan.
But the damn wives love that, you know.
Right.
When you put up that stuff like that, and boy, they go home and they talk about isn't that president wonderful?
They know that it is a tough thing for them and their husbands, and appreciate it. They do that.
Well, they know you mean it.
They know the flowers are
prepared on the top of the stuff. Just drop it.
But on the other hand, he came off well.
Perfect.
I mean, particularly I thought his conclusion. Did you see? The
conclusion was great. Conclusion was superb.
That was the main thing.
That was what matters.
For the memory and this and that. And then everybody loves him. The little golf ball skip was a good idea. If they had to play the golf ball.
I'll tell you though, the guy is obsessed, and I still think people like that ought to quit when they're ahead. I think he ought to tone down. He ought to come back once a year for a big benefit or a big deal or something like that.
Yeah, basically he's
becomes a senior old
kind of on over and over again in the same audiences, and he can't use some of the materials, some of those.
Some of the stuff he used last night is the same stuff he used here last year.
Some of the stuff on the egg was a little different than the stuff on the insurance.
Yeah,
what a great show. Well, the governor's too. Now, the ideas are off the record. There's no
black man. But we need to get, Alex, we need to get someone out of there who's been in it to an officer in your office. Been in it through the whole meeting. He'd be the best on the catch. What they're talking about is
they're going to spend a half hour with the bastards. I'm certainly not going to do it. What are they going to do?
This is just from Ron. He's been covering it to, because he's concerned about the press coverage. On, you know, from his viewpoint, he wants to be sure we don't get negatives after time. He just said a brief handshake would be the thing to do. The meeting is going well. Ron's going to brief. He'll just say you dropped by the meeting.
Sure, I'm ready for it.
And that's a very quick one.
Why am I doing this? These are our own people.
Our own people out in the regions. And this one, boy, I don't know anything about them. But the guys who do, the Rumsfelds and the Schultzes and Hurricanes who deal with them, are.
Well, I should say.